In northern Wisconsin, the state's two tribal colleges stand to lose more than half of their federal funding if Congress approves President Trump's 2026 budget next month. Here and Now reporter Eric Aisi traveled to one of the colleges, Le Coudray Ojibwe University in Hayward, where they say they are devastated but working with their tribal leaders and Congress to maintain their funding levels. This report is in collaboration with ICT, formerly Indian Country Today.
Oscar Rio is a freshman education major at the Le Coudray Ojibwe University in Hayward. He's also an enrolled member of the St. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians. After college, Rio wants to teach Ojibwe, a Native American language.
I'm excited. I think I'll get there pretty quickly here. There's a lot of people that are good teachers and a lot of people that speak Ojibwe here.
Teachers, students, and staff at tribal institutions like Le Coudray Ojibwe University are facing a massive federal threat this October under President Donald Trump's 2026 budget proposal, leaving Rio's educational goals ambiguous.
I don't know about my ability to continue, but I think there's a lot of progress that's trying to be made here, especially within the language program, that hopefully doesn't get halted because of it.
The Trump administration is requesting $22 million for post-secondary Indian education programs, compared to $191 million requested for 2025. Karen Bright, interim president of the Le Coudray Ojibwe University, says federal funding is the university's major operating resource.
Over 80% of our funding comes from federal funds.
How will the university survive?
We're working on different initiatives with our government on that side of generating different revenue for the institution.
Bright says the university is looking to the Le Coudray Ojibwe Tribal Nation and other donors for support. But challenges with the Department of Education persist.
Where the department administers our ability to access federal funds right now, we're having some struggles with that.
They are also struggling to keep university staff on to address student advisory jobs eliminated by the DOE, like academic coaches.
The institution is working to figure out a plan to keep some of the coaches with us so that they can continue to do the work.
Bright says the increase in credit hours for Pell Grant eligibility could affect half of the student population who also work part-time.
Increasing that requirement would really have a huge impact on their ability to afford school.
70% of the students here are Native American. The United States has a federal trust responsibility to provide support for Native Americans in exchange for their land.
It is an obligation. It is in the treaties. It is in writing and a promise that was made. And education is part of that promise.
With the Trump administration aiming to cut at least 80% of funding to the Bureau of Indian Education for 2026, the impact will be felt here on campus and in the surrounding community.
Communities are often in rural areas, remote areas of the country, and so having access to higher education within your home community is tremendous for tribal people.
The House Subcommittee on Appropriations approved $1.5 billion for the Bureau of Indian Education in July. However, those funds were not specified for tribal colleges and universities. As students begin the academic year with a potentially massive federal funding reduction lurking in Congress.
They're trying to start new programs and hire new teachers and everything, and hopefully that doesn't get messed with.
Reporting from the Le Coudray Reservation, I'm Erica Aisi for Here and Now and ICT.